Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Samach, Gittin 60a, pagination is 119. We're starting from about a quarter of the way down. The first words on the line are Rabba v'Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef issued the following ruling, the Amri Tarvayu, Ein Korin Bechumashim Beves HaKnesses Mishum Kavod Tzibur. You're not allowed to read with a chumash in a shul because of the honor of the Tzibur. Now, to understand this statement, we have to appreciate that when we say the word chumash in Gemara presentation, we're referring to a scroll that only has one of the five books of Torah written there. It is written on parchment. It's written with proper ink. In the words of Rashi, "Bigalila kisefer Torah shelanu," it's written just like our Sefer Torah, but it does not have all five chumashim in it. What is the status of such a scroll? So Rabba and Rav Yosef said, you're not allowed to read in it publicly. Meaning, you're allowed to write such a scroll, you're allowed to use such a scroll for reading, but you're not allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah in the shul setting, in the public setting. You wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with such a scroll. And they give a reason, it seems, Mishum Kavod Tzibur, because of the honor of the Tzibur. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, and therefore it shows up in the Poskim as well. If the Chumash has status of Kedusha like a Sefer Torah in and of itself, or it really does not. For example, in Yoredeya Resh Pei Beis, Sif Beis, Haroa Sefer Torah Kishuhu Mahalech, if you see a Sefer Torah as it is being carried, Chayiv Lamod, you have to stand up in front of it until it gets to its destination or is out of view. Says the Rama, Avalufnei Chumashim Shalanu, but in front of a Chumash, Ein tzrichim la'amod. You wouldn't have to stand up. V'yesh machmirim, and there are those who say that you would have to stand up. Says the Gra, what does it mean, these chumashim? If it was a chumash, like a scroll, then there would definitely be an approach that says that you have to stand up, because the wording is, you're not allowed to read in it, b'tzibur, because of the kavod tzibur, but essentially, it has kedusha, because it was written like a Sefer Torah, even if it doesn't have all five svarim. This machlokes shows up in the next siman, Resh Pei Gimel, Se'if Aleph, Mutar lichtav kol ha-Torah chumash chumash b'fnei atzmo. You're allowed to write the individual chumashim of the Sefer Torah as separate scrolls, which a person very well might want to do in order to be able to share better, get more learning done. It's more of a library. People can consult the scroll if there are five different ones. Five different people can be using it. But ve'ein bo'em kedusha Sefer Torah ha-shalem, it doesn't have the true holiness of a complete Sefer Torah. That's the first position. V'yesh misha omer, there are those who say, shehem k'sefer Torah, that it is like a Sefer Torah, l'chol devrayim, in all regards, ela she'en korin bohem betzibur, but you can't read in it publicly. And this is an approach outlined by the Rashba in Tshuvas, that when the Gemara said, you can't read it in it publicly because of Kavod Tzibur, it's meant quite literally. it has full status of Sefer Torah, but you can't read in it publicly because of Kavod Tzibur. Apparently, the honor of the Tzibur is only when all five are connected as one. This machlokes and discussion comes up in a fascinating way in the laws of a Sefer Torah if it's found to have a mistake. Ora Chaim, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, in the Ramah, if you would have a Sefer Torah that has mistakes, but Chumash Echad Shalem Belotaos, one particular book of the five, doesn't have any mistakes, says the Ramah, Yesh Lahake Likros Pa'osa Chumash, it's possible to read in public from that Chumash, even if there are mistakes in the other four books. What's the basis for such a logic? The Mishneh Berurah says it's this opinion that we've been mentioning, that one scroll, one book in a scroll form, has Kedushas Sefer Torah, except that it's not Kavod Tzibur to read from only one. But over here, you have all five. Just that there are mistakes in the others. It's not missing things. It's mistakes, minor issues that make it not kosher. But in the one that you want to read from, that's part of the scroll. That one chumash is intact. So this opinion in the Ramah says that that's enough. On the one hand, the chumash you're reading from is complete without mistakes. And if you're worried about Kavod Tzibur, we take care of that by the fact that it has the other four books attached to it, although they have mistakes, but at least their being attached creates a situation that it's no longer a lack of Kavod Tzibur, honor to the congregation, and you'd be allowed to do it. It exists as a psak. The Bi'er Halacha says, Ein ha-minig lahakil bazeh, our minig is not to rely on this concept, on this ruling, which is based on that Shuvas HaRashba, but ha-noeg lahakil bazeh in limchos biyado. If someone does want to rely on it, you can't object, because as long as one chumash is intact, there is reason to rule that it's a valid holiness of Sefer Torah, and the remaining four attached, even with mistakes, creates it that it's no longer a lack of Kavod HaTzibur. This first section of our discussion dealt with a chumash that was written up in scroll form. What happens if a person wants to write up less than a chumash? A few lines later, about six lines up from the wide, Bo'omine Abaye Meirabo, Abaye asked the following question. Ma'u lichtov Megillah letinok lehislamidbo? What is the halacha to write up a scroll for a child so that he has a workbook? He has a scroll with which to study, but it's totally not a complete chumash. And this was apparently troubling because we learned that the Torah was intact. The Psukim describe it as such, and the Gemara will outline the views right over here. Tiboi lamanda omar Torah Megillah, Megillah nitna, even according to the opinion that the Torah was given piecemeal, Moshe wrote it up section by section, but later on, Kevan de idbik idbik. Once it was attached, and that's the complete Torah. And how do you go and write up just a small section for the child? Likewise, tibay leman de amar Torah chasuma nitna. I have the question also regarding the view that Torah was written in its completion by Moshe at the end, from beginning to end. And that's what we focus on as one unit. So certainly that makes sense to require that it be written as one unit and not to have different types of texts out there. It's intact. Odilma, or maybe Kevin Delo Efshar Kasvinon, there's no choice. You can't have a Sefer Torah for every child. We don't have the wherewithal to do that, and therefore it should be allowed. The Gemara over here seems to lean in the direction of Ein Kosvin, that you're not allowed to write individual sections for the child. The Rush therefore wonders why, when the Rif codified this, he simply writes that you're allowed. And the Rush answers that if you were to take this view of once it's unified, it cannot be written up in any lesser form, then you would actually be forbidding even the writing of one individual Chumash, because that's also not what Moshe had, the five books of Moshe. And therefore the Rush indicates that perhaps that was what caused us to realize, if we're going to paskin one Chumash is allowed, then for that matter one Megillah is allowed too. Also, the Rush points out that for poor people, it's simply impossible. She'i efsha l'chal ani liyos lo sefer Torah shalema. It's impossible for every poor person to be able to afford a full sefer Torah and be able to teach his children in that way. And therefore, that view is rejected by the Rif. It's simply not something that's going to enable us to teach Torah to the next generation, and therefore we allow writing individual sections in order to teach. Our cases in our time, we're not writing it on parchment, we're not writing it with the right ink, and someone looking at such a text would never get the feeling, and it would not infringe in any way on the realization that there is a full Sefer Torah which has all of the text, and this is only meant in order to be able to study. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.